It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I've got Kobe Prettyman. She is the director of Utah Foster Care here in our area, and they've got an event coming up on April 18th. It's going to run from 6:30 to 8 p.m. in their office. They are in the Department of Workforce Services building over there behind the BLM and the over by the Forest Service over in that corner, and their offices are downstairs, but it's all about becoming a foster parent and, you know, what you need to do and how it is desperately needed in our area. We need this. And then they're going to really kind of focus on siblings because, you know, it's tough enough that you have to lose your parents, but to be able to have to lose a sibling too, if we can keep them together, that is the best thing first and foremost. So we're going to talk about that and this event that's coming up. Kobe, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thanks for having me.
So let's jump right into this. We talk all the time about the fact that we are in desperate need of foster families here in our area. And, you know, this time around, you're going to talk about that and let people know what they need to do. But you're really going to focus on siblings and trying to keep siblings together. And that's got to be half the battle when you're going through all this.
Yeah, the preference is really that we keep siblings together if at all possible, and sometimes they will even move children from our area in order to keep them together. But we want to be able to accomplish both things, and we can only do that if we have families in our community that are willing to take in the children. And so we really have had a dip in people being interested and coming forward and not near as many families stepping up, and we really need to encourage people that have been maybe thinking about it or have had it on their mind and have different reasons why they haven't moved forward, that now's the time we need them to move forward.
And really, that might be one of the best ways to describe the meeting that's coming up on the 18th. Is it's very informative. It tells you what you're going to have to do to become a foster family, because as you said, there may be people out there that are kind of on the fence.
Right.
And not knowing what to do. So what kind of information are you going to give out as far as, you know, what it takes to be a foster family and those kinds of things at this meeting?
So our focus of this meeting is a little bit more of what it's like, maybe some of the strengths and challenges and rewards of caring for siblings. And we are going to have a couple foster parents and also a couple youth talking about what it's like to be able to have stayed together in foster care. And so we're excited about that conversation. We can touch briefly on the requirements, but those are also easily found on our web pages. And I'm happy to talk with people about the requirements. They're really pretty basic. The requirements are just having a place in your home, passing a background check, and some training involved is mostly the requirements. And so we're not going to focus highly on that, but we're happy to answer any questions about that if people have those kinds of questions.
And as you said, this one's really going to focus on siblings. And you said the strange thing about it is that you scheduled this meeting, like what you should say, 3 months ago.
Yeah.
And just in the last little while, you've had a couple of different groups of siblings that have come up. So this is very, it's information that is really, it's needed right now. I guess
right.
We could say it that way.
Yeah. We need families right now that are willing to help us keep siblings together.
And as I said, that's probably one of the most important things, if not the most important thing, is trying to keep some semblance of their family unit together in one place. And is it? I know most of the time you said that it's really about space, or you've got a family that has, you know, X amount of foster children already, and they would love to take more on, but maybe we can only take two out of the four kids or something like that. Is that?
Yeah. So the dilemma that we're faced with right now is that our current families have other placements. And so then if there's a sibling group of three or four that comes in, they might not be able to accommodate that because they have other placements in their home, or maybe they've adopted kids that haven't returned, or they just don't have the room to accommodate that. And so as new families coming in might have more space because they don't have other children in care already living with them. And so we're hoping to, you know, get some new families in that would have room to accommodate that.
All right. So once again, if you're interested in this one, the meeting is coming up on April 18th. It is going to be from 6:30 until 8 p.m. at the Utah Foster Care Office in the Department of Workforce Services building. It's downstairs, mm-hmm. and you'll have, you know, as you said, you'll have foster families there to kind of talk with them. And because that's got to be very reassuring for these people as well that are maybe thinking about it, isn't it? Is like, look, this is nobody will tell you that it's probably easy, will they?
No, and they're not there to sugarcoat it and make it into something it's not. We're there to give you real answers to questions, what it's really like, and what's the good, the bad, the ugly of it all, and, you know, let people make informed decisions and see if it's something that might work for everybody's individual families.
Perfect. Now, if people have questions about this meeting or anything, can they get a hold of you and talk to you about it?
Yeah, they can get a hold of me. They can reach out through our website, or they can reach out through my email at kobe.prettymanutahfostercare.org. Those are probably the best ways to reach out to me. But if they go on our website and submit an inquiry, then that sends their information straight to me and I can reach out to them. But they can also reach out other ways.
All right. Once again, this is a Utah Foster Care, really an informational meeting, and it's going to focus on trying to keep siblings together in foster care situations. It's coming up on April 18th from 6:30 to 8 p.m. The Department of Workforce Services building, and their office is downstairs. If you've thought about it, if you're on the fence about it and you need to get some more information and talk to somebody that's actually out there doing this, as far as taking in foster children, this is a great place to start, and they can get you the information that you need. Kobe, thank you so much for coming in and talking to us about this. We really do appreciate it.
Thanks for having me. I just want to mention one last thing is, just because they come to the meeting doesn't mean they're signing up to be a foster parent. You know, we want people to come and get information and be informed. And we realize sometimes it takes people a while to make this decision and maybe several conversations. So we don't want them to feel like, oh, I came, so now I'm committing right now this night to
right.
do that.
There's zero obligation.
Right. Yeah.
Zero obligation. Just go and get the information that you need. Once again, Kobe, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.